This is the sound of your barbecue before getting a motorized horsepower giddy-up grill cleaner.
Honey, are the burgers ready yet?
Ready? I'm still cleaning the grill off.
Oh, shit. Come on.
Okay, ordering a pizza.
And this...
Burger up!
...is the sound of your barbecue when you purchase the giddy-up grill cleaner. While the grill is cold, just press on and Giddy Up blasts away charred meats, sticky sauces, messy oils, and more. Giddy Up is the last grill cleaner you'll ever need with our dishwasher-safe motorized chain-link roller driven by a powerful high-torque motor, all backed by a lifetime warranty and money-back guarantee. You don't need another cheap grill brush that leaves bristles in your food and makes cooking outdoors a pain. Get your Giddy Up today. Go to buygiddyup.com to get your Giddy Up shipped free. But hurry! Inventory is limited. Order now while it's still in stock. Go to buygiddyup.com and get yours today with free shipping. That's buygiddyup.com.
An unlikely explorer finds a buried treasure, the unexpected backstory to tariffs involving pirates, and instead of throwing away what's old, how about making it into something brand new? It's your weekly segment, Anything But Politics. I'm Jenna, and this is Smarter News. Treasure hunting, tariffs, and tips for your family heirlooms. This is what we're going to cover today. And I really worked hard at that alliteration because I wanted it to flow and feel easy in this weekly segment, Anything But Politics, because when we get to the end of the week, we want to talk about anything but politics. And this is what we're going to do in this segment. We have a little bit of news, and we're going to take one of the big headlines from the week, and we're going to put a little bit of a twist on it. I learned a few things about tariffs that I thought you would really find interesting. But first, let's talk about treasure hunting. That's always a good place to start. So the following story has a news hook and also a parenting tip. The parenting tip is every time your toddler picks up something off the floor, don't just swipe it out of their hand. It's a natural reflex by parents, and there's a reason for that. I remember when my daughter was walking through the airport one time and picked up somebody's used mint. And before I could get to her, she put it right in her mouth. I can still picture it. This is why you develop that reflex. Don't touch that. Put it down. Thankfully, in this story, the parents didn't do that. They were out for a walk, a nature walk, with a three-year-old that was picking up a few things along the way. Her father told the Washington Post, she picks everything up off the ground. Sounds completely on brand, doesn't it? Her mother told the same paper, she always finds small things and brings them with her. Well, this time, the toddler picked up a small artifact dating back to 2000 BC, an ancient Egyptian charm with an engraving on it. The site where this all happened is in Israel, and it's actually a well-known location. It's the same site where it's believed that David and Goliath had their epic battle. So just knowing that, it's not an unknown archaeological site. It has been picked over year after year by professionals. But according to the Antiquities Authority in Israel, children find new things every single year at their sites. And they say, listen, sometimes rain can bring new things to the surface. And so there are times that things are unearthed. But also the children have a way of finding new things just about every year. And that's remarkable considering that there are 35,000 known archaeological sites in Israel. 35,000 known. There's probably more that are undiscovered. And that's in the country that's about the same size as New Jersey. So there's a lot of places, old places, where new things can be found. And this little girl proved that no matter how hard we look, sometimes there are still treasures to be found in the areas that we've already looked at for some time. And you know what? That's true when it comes to the news too. And it's true with all sorts of things, including some of the words that we use. And that sets us up nicely for this next conversation on the word tariff. I was curious about the word tariff. We've heard it so much this week, but where did the word actually come from? Why not just say tax? It's a tax on an import. That seems pretty clear, but we use the word tariff. So where does that word come from? It actually dates back hundreds and hundreds of years. According to record keeping by Merriam-Webster Dictionary, our first known reference or citation of this word dates back to Italy in the 1590s, but that's by way of the Middle East. So Italy by way of the Middle East is probably more correct. The Wall Street Journal reports that tariff, the word tariff, originated with the Arabic word tarif, meaning information or notification. And their reporting suggests that Arab traders would use it to describe a fee on goods entering a port. And that's probably the way that the word made its way to Italy, because there was so much trade happening along the Mediterranean. And you had all of this different mixture of culture and language. But that's not all. There's also a very interesting legend around the word tariff that can't be confirmed, but it's interesting enough that I wanted to share it with you. And it's actually cited enough that I thought it was important for you to have on your radar. So if you look at the country of Spain, there's a port town that's not too far from the coast of Africa called Tarifa. And Tarifa is an area along, again, the coastline. And apparently, according to lore, there was a fee that merchants were charged around this particular location. Some referenced merchants, others mentioned pirates, specifically Algerian pirates that could be nearby that were the ones that were imposing this fee. So can we confirm that? No. But is it sort of interesting to think about that the word that we're using all the time may be tied somehow to trade from hundreds of years ago and maybe even further developed or further used by pirates? I mean, well, I'll just leave that there. There's a lot of symbolism in that and plenty of room for debate. You know, we have talked about tariffs though and used that word in the United States since our founding. In fact, Congress passed the Tariff Act of 1789 as one of the first pieces of legislation to pass ever in our history. So in early July, 1789, we had the Declaration of Independence, but then just a few weeks later, we passed this act. And the Tariff Act creates districts and customs and collections, and it was a way that we were going to tax imports to pay for our debt. It also paved the way for the creation of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. So just all the way hundreds and hundreds of years ago, this is a word that we're using, and it's helping to create a department in government that actually still exists to this day. And it's easy to think about U.S. Customs and Border Protection as what's going on with the border, right? But it's the customs part of that that we don't want to forget, that this group is regulating and monitoring what's coming into the country. So just a few things to think about as we're going to hear the term tariff over and over again. We did this week, probably for the next couple of weeks too. It's definitely a big story to watch. I'm going to finish a little bit on a lighter note though. What do you do with something that is totally invaluable? You know, you can't put, you know, we're talking so much about money and taxes and that sort of stuff, but you can't put a dollar amount on something like this. It's sentimental. And you have it in your house, but it's not usable anymore. So what do you do with it? And that's something that Kimberly Mann, a mother of three girls, was facing with her wedding dress, because she realized, you know, her daughters were probably not going to wear her dress. So she did something that was very creative. She took it to a business in North Carolina called Unbox the Dress. It's in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And the business takes an old wedding dress and repurposes it. So what Kimberly did is she created a bridal robe for her daughter. So when they're getting ready on their wedding day, they can actually wear their mother's dress as a robe as they're getting ready. It's a very cute way of taking the dress and making it into a family heirloom that no matter what, someone can use. It turns out that North Carolina business takes wedding dresses and makes all sorts of different things, including christening outfits, handkerchiefs, little baby booties. They can even take your wedding dress and make it into a Christmas stocking. I mean, who would have thought of that? But they do that. And it's a way of taking something old and turning it into something new and something that's usable for your family that has meaning. So I will put a link to their business in our show notes because it sounds original, it sounds different, and we're really zeroing in on this theme of efficiency in the economy, aren't we? That is one of the big themes of coming from the Newsweek. So we can apply that to our homes too and think a little bit about that. So more of the hard-hitting headlines next week on Smarter News. But in the meantime, I hope you enjoy this segment, Anything But Politics, and have a great weekend. Thank you for your support of quick, concise, nonpartisan, Smarter News. I'll talk to you soon.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.